Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Cellarness. You know, there's France is arguably one of the largest producers of white wines in the world, and really, really, really expensive. And I think there's a perception of a lot of the white wines from France being on the expensive side, but you've actually come across some extraordinary values.
I sure have, Hugh, and I had a bunch of whites. I'm gonna focus on three different varietals, and they're all a lot of fun, including one spectacular bargain. Let's start with Laurent Michel Solas. This is a Grenache Blanc from Languedoc, 2018, $15. And, you know, straight up Grenache Blanc is hard to find. It's usually a blending grape. It even appears in Chateauneuf-du-Pape. But this is a stand-up bottling. Now, while it doesn't have the kind of wild field herb flavors of red Grenache, it does have a similar body. This is a pretty big wine for a white, and I really liked it. It starts with a very yeasty nose that has strong lime overtones. And the wine is tangy, but the acidity is just a little bit low, which makes it, you know, quite palatable.
Now, that sounds good.
There's notes of lime again, and it's backed up by a lashing of rye bread, a little unusual, and then a smack of minerality. Just a really nice dry wine with really good depth of flavor. $15, good deal. Now, here's one that just floored me, Hugh. This is a Sauvignon Blanc from Domaine Bellevue in Touraine, which is in the Loire Valley.
Yep.
$14 for this.
Okay.
This is the best Sauvignon Blanc I've had in a long time.
Wow.
Hands down. If I was tasting it blind, I would have sworn that it was a really, really good Pinot Blanc from Alsace. Because
really?
It had that kind of texture, you know, that beautiful slick texture and that depth. But no, this is Sauvignon Blanc. Just unbelievable richness, unbelievable texture. It's a dense, flavor-packed white wine. The nose is composed of apple blossoms and yellow pears, mown grass. That's pretty common for SB. But on the palate, the wine was just ultra smooth. Very balanced acidity and a ton of flavor. I kind of thought I was tasting a blend of three different pears when I was drinking it. So just really, really, really awesome. Sensational value. I will be making room in my cellar for it. Now, Hugh, Muscadet is undoubtedly one of the most popular wines in France. You find it in all the restaurants and all the bars. And it's just a fabulous wine. It has a reputation of being one of the driest wines in the world. And if you get one that's just all dry and no fruit, it's no fun at all. But if you look for the Muscadet de Sèvres Aman Sur Lee, that's the key. And those are very, very drinkable, very approachable. The thing is, they will ferment the wine on its spent lees, on the yeast.
Yeah.
And they stir that up, and it just adds creaminess to it, which makes it really, really nice. This one has a really pretty gold color to it, which suggests a little bit of richness to it. And if you swirl it, you'll get a whiff of lemon blossoms, some beeswax, and wet stone. And on the palate, the wine is quite dry, as you would expect. But there's a soft core of bright citric fruit with tart and sweet flavors in the finish. This is custom made for seafood, so I highly recommend it. And Hugh, we're going to put all of these wines on our website. People can look it up and find out how to get them. They are really worth looking after. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.